Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, folks. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I am your host, Poetic Energy, in the house. Tonight we have a wonderful treat for you all. We have two guests coming on to the show this evening. We have none other than Miss One Single Rose from Detroit, Michigan. She's a poet and an author. And we also have R&B sensation Princeton coming onto the show. We are going to be expecting them a little bit later on in the show, around 9:25. Miss Run Single Rose will be coming onto the show. At about 10 o'clock, we will be expecting Princeton in the house. Two of Detroit's finest artists. We can't wait to interview them this evening. But in the meantime, we are going to share with you some lovely, lovely music this evening and just get the night popping. All right, we're going to go with a mellow tone with some Kim tonight. We're going to try this song here, Get Lifted by Kim.
Now I can tell.
Get lifted. All right, we're going to keep it going because we are expecting my guest on a little bit later on in the evening. However, we must keep the show going and let you enjoy a little bit of music. Now, this is one of my songs. It's, you know, an old school song. Well, I won't really call it old school, but it's from Kool & the Gang, Summer Madness. I really love this groove. So stay tuned and let's just sit back and listen and enjoy.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that was Cool in the Game with Summer Madness. Don't you just love the old school music? I'm just going to get a little festive for this moment and bring you some Christmas music. And we're going to put on the air a little Luther Vandross, one of my favorite people that has ever graced the earth. I am going to put on Luther Vandross with A Christmas Heart. That was Luther Vandross with the Christmas Heart. He sure had a voice that can really melt a woman's heart. We so miss him so much. We're going to keep it going with some more festive music here and just enjoy the occasion tonight. We have some little, let's try a little bit of the Isley Brothers with White Christmas. And after that, hopefully our guests will be arriving in the building quite soon, and we can anticipate the interview going quite well. But until then, we have the Isley Brothers with White Christmas. Enjoy. That was the Isley Brothers with Christmas. We still have 5 more minutes before our first guest will arrive. So we're just going to keep the evening moving, and we're going to bless you with some more of some great, great music here. And we're going to give you a little bit of Patti LaBelle, What Do the Lonely Do at Christmas?
What do the lonely do at Christmas?
At Christmas,
what do the lonely do?
When I have no body,
Confirmation that they both will be here, so we're just going to sit back and relax and still enjoy some sound. Our first guest is now arriving, going to be arriving at 9:30, so they're coming in another 5 minutes. So until then, meantime, we are just going to keep it going here, and I'm going to take it real old school with some Stevie Wonder with Ribbon in the Sky.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. That was old school for you, Mr. Stevie Wonder himself with the ribbon in the sky. I see that our first guest has arrived in the building, so we're going to connect her in. This lady, she has been taking the literary world by storm. She has such an impressive bio. I just can't, you know, read it all, so we're just going to chime her in and let her tell you the story. It's just a wonderful sister, very pleasant, you know, atmosphere around her. And you know, I really see the Lord just truly, truly blessing her life. And I know there's going to be a lot more to come from her. So without further ado, we're going to connect in Miss One Single Rose. She is in the building, y'all. Hello, Ms. One Single Rose. How you doing tonight, sister?
Hey, Michelle. How are you today?
I am so great. Great to have you on to the show tonight. We have been highly anticipating you coming on to the show because you got so much to tell us, and so many people in the chat room is ready to hear you. So we're just going to get it started tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope you can hear me okay.
Yes, we can hear you fine.
Okay.
Let me ask the people in the chat room. Yes, they can hear you. Miss One Single Rose, girl, it's just been just a pleasure. It's just an honor, first of all, to have you on the show because I know that you have been, you know, pounding the pavement and just really hitting the literary world by storm. And there's just so many wonderful things that have been lighting up your path. And I just want you to share with our listeners about the journey you've been taking or you've been traveling this entire year.
Oh, my God. It has been such a whirlwind ever since June of 2010 when I first gave my first spoken word performance. It was like I released my book, One Single Rose, Poetry Blossomed from a Rose Core, on my 40th birthday in March of 2009. And I've been singing all my life, which is really no problem for me, but actually getting up and performing the spoken word was a totally different beast. So it took me a little over a year to get up enough nerve. And since that time, I mean, it's like I'm on skates right now, and I'm just so blessed with everything that has been happening for me. You and I met as a result of the National Poetry Awards. We were both nominated in the same category. And as a result of that, I won as Poetry Author of the Year and New and Upcoming Author of the Year. And those are some huge shoes to fill. Yes.
I'm sorry,
Michelle. I'm at the Pistons game, and I'm trying to hear you as well. And I hope you can hear me okay.
Yeah, you're coming over gravely. Now, tell me what that entire experience, when they called your name and said, not for one category, but two categories, now, and you actually won the award. Tell us what that experience was like.
I felt like I was at the Grammys. I screamed for about 2 minutes when they called my name, and when I got up on stage, I didn't have a speech prepared, but I couldn't really remember what it was that I wanted to say, but I knew that I was thankful for even having been nominated in the category, and having to receive the actual awards was a blessing in itself, and I'm so thankful for everyone who thought enough of me to vote in the award show.
Absolutely. Now, in your bio, I see that you've won several other awards since then. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Detroit Writers Guild is a group of writers from the Detroit area, and they have a poetry contest once a year. In October of 2010, I entered into the Paul Lawrence Dunbar Poetry Contest. I entered Eyes Back to Basics, and it was awarded first place in the contest, and that as well was a feeling like no other. I mean, to actually have even been considered in the nomination process is just amazing, but to actually win the awards, I can't even explain it, Michelle. I would like to, but it's a feeling that I've never experienced. And I really don't know what to say. I'm just blessed, and I'm honored, and I'm humbled every time something happens.
Well, you know what? It's your season because, you know, a lot of times when it just takes, you have a magnitude of things that's coming, you know, like a ripple effect that's happening back to back. It's just your season to shine. And it's just a wonderful thing, you know, a sister doing her thing out there and really to, you know, making your mark. And there are so many other poets that are striving to get where you are even early on in your writing career, I should say, because it is going to be a part of your career for you, because I could see it down the road because it's just, you know, happening so profoundly in your life. So what kind of preparation does it take you to really get into writing a piece?
It takes peace to write a piece. When my mind is stayed on something else, or when there's a lot of everything else going on aside from the writing process and me actually concentrating on writing, it takes peace to write a piece.
Absolutely. I so agree with that. Now, when you say it takes peace to write a piece, and I agree with that. Now, when you began to develop One Single Rose, your book that you had, that came out in this year or last year?
2009, on my 40th birthday.
On your 40th? Wow, what a great birthday present.
Yes, buddy. want to remember.
When you put that book together, what actually made you say, I want to just go ahead and put out a book of poetry?
I've been singing all my life, and I was commissioned to write a song in response to a very popular song in the 90s, Dave Hollister's My Favorite Girl. Mm-hmm. And I actually wrote the song, I recorded the track, and as soon as I did that, here comes the business. And there was so many adverse things entailed with me actually writing the song, as far as contracts and power of attorneys and everyone attaching themselves to my work. So instead of actually getting into the business, I opted to put my songs on paper. And ever since that time, when I released the book in 2009, and now I'm working on the part two to One Single Rose, I think that I did make the right decision.
Absolutely, I would say so, because I've read your collection, and it's just a very awesome and inspiring collection for people to embrace. Now, I do want to ask you that, because I know so many other people want to know as well. So maybe One Rose is just a very unique poetic name. So tell us how you came up with that name.
I edited a book in 2005 for a very dear friend of mine, Shonda Hill, entitled Save Single and Satisfied. And when I got done, she reviewed my edits and my revisions. She was like, girl, you should write a book, and I'm going to give you the title, One Single Rose. I'm like, okay. So I was going through a few things, and as I started to write, I started off as a woman scorned, and then it just went from being a woman scorned into more motivational and inspirational pieces. And Poetry Blossom from a Rose Core comes from my mom. My mom's name was Rose, and she left me in about 13 years ago, and she also wrote poetry. So One Single Rose, Poetry Blossom from a Rose Core is me coming from my mom as we both enjoyed poetry.
Oh, that is an awesome story behind that. See, you never know until you ask. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh, that's a great way to even honor your mom's name. So you say you have a second collection coming out. How soon do you think that will be coming out for you?
I'm looking at 2012.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure what day. I do have a milestone date in mind, but I'm trying to keep that under wraps for now.
All right, I feel that. Now, you got a couple of other things going on. You also do freelance writing. Tell us a little bit about that, some of the things you do around the freelancing.
I'm going to try and get involved with just about everything that I can as far as writing and expanding my poetry. I subscribe to a number of different writers' networks and websites who post information as far as writings and what type of writing they're looking for, different genres that you can write and become a party to. So if something fits and if I can actually get my head around a topic and write for it, that's what I try to do. I try and do at least one thing to further my writings and my poetry at least once every day. So whether that's writing a blog or entering a contest or writing a story for someone, or actually just penning a poem at someone's request, that's what I try to do.
All right. I love your energy behind it, because you can tell you're very committed to doing this, and I can tell that probably others that are listening can tell energy behind it and your passion behind it. Now, do you ever see yourself being a full-time writer?
I would love to become a full-time writer, and my goal is to stand next to Oprah and sit on her couch.
Yes, aim high. All right now. And I can definitely see that in your future for you, okay?
I hope so. That's what I'm striving for.
All right. Ain't nothing wrong with it. All right. The specifically, I do want to ask you again. I know we talked a little bit about the freelance writing. You write a relationship advice column. Can you tell us a little bit about that specifically?
Yes, I was actually searching the web trying to find some information for my sweetie, and I stumbled upon a writing opportunity with the Detroit Examiner. They were looking for relationship advice experts for the Detroit area, and I currently write articles for the Examiner. They have over a million readers. It's an online news group, and they have over a million readers throughout all of the 50 states and also internationally. And you subscribe to the blog, and you can also become a writer as well yourself.
Absolutely.
It is quite interesting. I get requests for topics that people might actually want to read about instead of me just writing about what I think is important to me. It's important for me to actually write for others so that I can actually try to be a motivation or inspire someone else if I can, if I'm actually writing for them.
Now, do you think that the genre of your writing will consistently be more inspirational than anything else, or are you open to writing about different types of genre of poetry?
I'm open to writing about anything, but it seems like since my book was released, all the requests that I get for my spoken word are for more motivational or inspirational pieces. I'm actually just going where the spirit is leading me in that direction.
All right, now. I like that. Now, with your spoken word experience, the spoken word events that you have attended, would you consider yourself more of a spoken word artist? Or just there's a slight distinct difference between just being a poet, a reader, and a spoken word artist. Which do you consider yourself?
I would consider myself as a spoken word artist as well as a reader, as well as a spoken word singer. Because
all right.
I try to incorporate all of that into my poem.
Okay.
So I wouldn't necessarily classify myself as such, although I'm listed with poets and writers as a spoken word artist, because my self-published book didn't qualify for their criteria to be listed as a poet. So all the other publications that I'm involved in, I have to submit those for their consideration.
Okay. The reason why I ask, because artists out there don't know that there's a little bit of a distinct difference, because spoken word is more of poetry performed as just reading it. It's totally different. It has a different atmosphere. You're accomplishing the same goal by sharing poetry, but with the spoken word you perform more. And that's just a slight difference, not a huge difference.
Yes.
One of the other things I wanted to ask, you said that you are, mentioned earlier that you are into singing. Do you ever think that you're going to be like a recording artist, with a sign with a label or anything?
I wouldn't be opposed to that, but I'm more interested in writing. Maybe if I can write a Neo song for Beyonce or something like that, I'd definitely be open to that.
All right. Now I'm gonna put it out there in the universe for you. You know what, Mr. Singer Rose?
Yes.
You gotta give a little sample of your voice. Can you sing a few chords for us, or something, anything?
Sing a few words for you. Well, Michelle, here I am on the phone with you, and I'm glad that you brought me here too. On a little freestyle, I'm riding down 7 miles in the D. Do you feel me? Do you feel me?
All right, that was Miss One Single Rose, y'all, putting it down with the vocals. She is a poet, an author, a writer, and a songstress. All right, Miss One Single Rose. Single Rose. We want to let the people know how they can connect with you, you know, where they can find your book. Can you tell the people, please?
My website is www.onesinglerose.com. That's onesinglerose.com. I'm also on Facebook and MySpace, One Single Rose on Facebook, and One Single Rose 313 on MySpace. My book is self-published right now, but if you go to the website, the information under the purchase category will give you all of the information as far as how to order the book or shoot me an email. It's available via PayPal ID, onesinglerose313@yahoo.com. And it's also a like page for Facebook on my website as well.
Okay, we put your information in the chat room. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back and ask you a few more questions. But before we do that, we would like to acknowledge all the guests in the chat room. Miss Gemini 619, guest 5774, Nora Gente, Miss Shanice Marie, Mr. I don't know if this is a Mr. or Mrs. Wisdom, and then we had Miss Wisdom also in the house, and then we have all our global listeners. We so appreciate you for hanging out with the Poetic Energy Show this evening. We also had Mr. Poetic State of Mind. We thank you guys for hanging out and showing our show some love and listening in and tuning in to listen to Miss One Single Rose. We do have another guest coming on at about 10 o'clock, so we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back with some little bit more questions from Miss One Single Rose. All righty.
The website www.freegrantsforwomen.com offers free information and online easy applications for free federal government cash grants that you never have to pay back for women to help pay for education, new business startup, or to simply get out of debt.
I'm asking you, I mean, am I making sense?
All right. That was a quick commercial break with freegrants.com for women. So if anybody is looking for grants, they have free grants that they're offering at freegrantsforwomen.com. All right, we're back on the air with Poetic Energy and Miss Single Rose.
Hello?
And Miss One Single Rose. All
Hi.
Right, we're back on the air, guests. We have a few more minutes, and we want to just continue to ask you a couple of more questions about the journey that you're going to take. Do you know, who is your biggest supporter with your career?
My biggest supporter is my OO, and he's standing right here listening to the radio on his phone.
Oh, wonderful.
No matter what it is that I have to do as far as my poetry is concerned, he's right there by me. And my family, my brothers, and my friends, they are constant supporters of all of my endeavors.
You know, and that's wonderful to hear you say that, because not a lot of people have a lot of support behind them when they're trying to do things positively in their lives. How do you feel, how important is it, do you think it is to have a great support system?
It's great to have a support system if you are afforded that. However, if you don't have that support system, you have to push yourself and find that motivation within yourself to keep moving, because at the end of the day, if you don't support yourself and believe in yourself and push your own self, no one else will.
All right, now, y'all heard it from Miss One Single Rose. She's still inspiring people when she's interviewing. All right, now. All right. I do want to address the poem that you were, Eyes Back to Basics. Now, I read that poem. That, you know, definitely deserves first place. When I read it, I was like, I wanted to call you the moment I got through reading that poem, because it just really touched me. We have a few more minutes before your interview is over. Can you read that poem to share with our listeners?
Of course I can. I would be honored to, and thank you for asking. I appreciate it. And thanks so much for for what you said about it. I appreciate it. Okay. Eyes back to basics. Intriguing eyes as rivers to swim, deep blue as the sea, clear as the aquamarine sky, coarse as a brown beaver, smooth as dark chocolate, black as cold and dark as night, shining full of power and light, green as pastures in the Chicago River on March 17th, yellow as sunflowers melting like butter. Truth comes forth while gazing into these eyes, emanating from a vast place where goodness subsists. Eyes sparkle like diamonds on a sunny day, glisten like gold worn by kings and queens of yesteryear, crimson when angered, calm while scarlet letters are corrected. Stars fill the retina with bright ideas, pulls the sadness bag when things aren't quite right. Clouds fail to deter as the dolphins dance. Fireworks spark through the pupils, exciting minds with every color of the rainbow. White's pure as freshly fallen snow emerge, fierce as a polar bear when threatened. At dusk, eyes become as carroty as the sun, hanging on to the promise for tomorrow.
All right. That was that piece, y'all. I really, that with that piece, I had to, you know, I was up in the middle of the morning doing a like a cinch cast talking about your poetry. So I had to, I said, I had to tell Ms. Receiver Rose about this because your collection is very a good collection for to really inspire people and to help people to look back on real life situations. So that's what makes it so, you know, nice to be able to read something like that, because not everybody can relate to certain types of poetry, but yours is relatable to almost anyone. You know what I mean? So it's just a beautiful collection.
Thank you so much.
I'm truly blessed to have been able to read it and actually meet the person behind the work. I do want to say we have 5 more minutes before the next guest come onto the show. Again, Ms. Swansea Rose, remind the people how we can continue to stay in contact with you, get your book for purchase, and tell them again because we have some more people, new people in the chat room.
Hi, everyone in the chat room. It's One Single Rose. Thank you so much for listening today. My website is www.onesinglerose.com. That's onesinglerose.com. I forgot to mention Twitter earlier. I'm also on Twitter, One Single Rose, MySpace, One Single Rose, MySpace is One Single Rose 313. That was the first social networking website that I ever actually posted any of my poems, and I couldn't get One Single Rose when I tried to use that as my screen name because it was already taken. And I'm also on Facebook as One Single Rose, and all of that information is on my website, www.onesinglerose.com.
All right, Miss One Single Rose, it has been truly an honor and a pleasure having you grace the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We are going to follow your career because we know you're going to be doing great things, and we know that the Lord, he's not done yet. So we just thank you for, you know, agreeing to come onto the show, and we wish you well in your future endeavors and continue to be blessed and continue to inspire, because I have truly been inspired by knowing you and also being able to read your work. So, again, I say be encouraged and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Michelle. I appreciate the opportunity, and thanks, everyone, for listening so much. And it has truly been a pleasure for me to meet you and interact with you as well, and I look forward to many years of this.
All right. Y'all heard it, y'all. There was Miss One Single Rose, and we have all of her contact information in the chat room. You can get her on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter. It's all in the chat room. So we thank her again for coming on to the show. We have 30 more minutes, and our next guest should be arriving in the building right about now. So, Ms. Ron Singer-Rose, you have a great evening. If you can continue to look in, that's okay. But if you can't, we understand, and we will definitely have you back on the show in the future if you have the time so that we can find out what's going on with you.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
All righty. Be blessed.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Have a good night.
You too. All right, y'all. That was Miss One Single Rose in the house. We so appreciate her for gracing our show. And we just, you know, it's just a wonderful thing to be able to embrace somebody so inspiring as she. And again, Miss One Single Rose can be found on all of her connections are in the chat room. So if you wish to connect with her, feel free to do so because she's a wonderful spirited person and she's definitely on a positive trail and she's definitely taking the literary world by storm. Okay, our next guest should be arriving in the building very shortly, but in the meantime, we are going to bless you with a little bit of music from one of our former guests, Miss Jay Moi, with one of her singles entitled Water. It's such a lovely song, so we're going to play that until our next guest come on to the line.
My age too low. Can you be my
y'all. That was Mrs. Jay Wafra. She was our last week's guest all the way from North Carolina. She really was a very beautiful, spirited person, and you can find her music on www.reverbnation.jaimoi, Miss Jane Wah. Okay, it's 10:03 p.m., and we're still waiting for our second guest to come on to the show. I thought I had him, but maybe the call got dropped. But we are going to continue on and wait for them to come on a little bit. In about 3 or 5 minutes or so, hopefully. But we're going to play a little bit of our guest coming up music. I see that he has arrived in the building. So let us connect him in on the air. Without further ado, we're going to have none other than R&B sensation Princeton, rapping from the Detroit area. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Princeton, are you on the air with us?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm so good. I am so excited about you being on the show this evening. I've been anticipating it.
I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're quite welcome. We've been playing your music, and we have so many people that have fallen in love with You're the One. So we want to have the people hear how you came up with that song. What inspired that song?
Well, I heard the beat first, and I was, like, really in love with the beat. And so I sat down for a little bit, and, you know, I started to think about how it made me feel and all that. And I don't know, the song just came to me, and I just started to, like, write on the paper very fluid-like, and it just came out.
All right. Did any person have anything to do with inspiring that, you know, releasing from your spirit or anything like that?
Well, at the time, no, I think I drew a couple of different people, but I'm not, like, really with anyone right now, so I didn't have, like, one person to really, you know, to draw inspiration from like that.
Now, Princeton, tell our listeners, because we've been highly anticipating you coming onto the show, tell us what got you started in the music industry.
Well, I mean, in my mind, I was always in the music industry. I wanted to be a singer since I can remember. Ever since I was little, all I used to tell my parents was, well, I just wanted to sing. I guess I started getting serious when I was in, like, middle school and high school. My parents got me more involved in my music programs in school, and I really got, you know, exposed to, you know, the studio and, you know, the whole artistic side, and I started writing, and then later on I started, you know, working around in different studios, and then the next thing I know, I'm in Detroit at Wayne State on a full ride scholarship, and I got exposed to the music industry in Detroit and, you know, made my way around and kind of made a name for myself out here. So it was a long way, but I'm still working towards it.
Well, you're doing it. You're doing it because you got people already grooving to you and just mellowing out to your music. You know, before we ask you a few more questions, I want to actually give people a little sample one of your tracks that we have here that your manager sent in to us, and one of the favorites was You're the One. So I'm going to play that musically. All right.
You're the One. a franchise, a cool new player for my team. But it's something about your smile and the way that you walk. You got the swagger of a queen, and I love the way you flaunt. All them games I used to play, all them girls I used to chase, can't even do it anymore. Cause you got everything I want.
Now you guys can follow me on Twitter at Princeton Music and the number one, Princeton Music One.
All yes, right, we definitely want to put that gets in the chat room. You know, we had the same response when we played it the couple of times before, and so I definitely wanted to give the listeners tonight a chance to really hear that because there was so much love when we first played it on the show. And you're getting the same type of response. So kudos to you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
What can we expect from you in the future with your career?
Well, on March 23rd, I'm going to be on BET's 106 in Park performing for the Wild Out Wednesday. So all y'all listening, y'all going to make sure y'all tune in. March 23rd, I'll meet every one of y'all to call in and vote and text and vote and support me. So I can make it to the next level or whatever they're going to have me do. Because I know they do it differently now. Like, they just have different categories and stuff. So I think I'm performing for the male R&B artist category. And I really need you guys' support. So March 23rd, y'all.
All right. We definitely would put that on blast and all the groups that I'm a part in. And we definitely going to make sure you're supported from the Poetic Energy Radio Show and with all the listeners. Y'all hear that? I'm going to put that in the chat room also, March 23rd, BET 106 in Park. Okay.
And
all
on
right,
top
Princeton.
Of that, On top of that, I'm doing my school tour right now, flight tour. It stands for Following Life into Gratifying Heights Triumphantly. And basically what I do is I go into different middle schools and high schools and I uplift the kids and inspire them to stay in school, abstain from drugs, alcohol, and violence. And basically, you know, try to reach them through music because, you know, no shade to any of the teachers or staff or anything, but sometimes you cannot always reach the students through educational purposes. Sometimes you have to try a different route. And so that's what I do. I go in and, you know, give a performance for them and talk to them a little bit. And it's real positive. And we've done quite a few schools and we're going to keep pushing it through 2011. So you guys be on the lookout for that. And if you want more information, you can go to theflighttour.blogspot.com.
All right, we definitely going to make sure
Let me take that back. You can go to theflighttour.com if you want more information about that. I'm sorry.
Okay. We're going to get that other information from to make sure we put that in the chat room and get that corrected here. But that's wonderful that you're really inspiring, using your music to inspire children because, yes, you are correct that it's sometimes you have to reach the youth in a different manner, and music seems to be a very positive avenue to have a positive impact on the lives of the youth. So I commend you for doing such a great job with that. And, you know, while you're building on your career, you find time to, you know, help and encourage someone else. So that's very commendable because not everybody takes time to, you know, take that into consideration. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, it's very important to me because when I came up, like, I was able to participate in music departments in my school, but they weren't always, like, the best, you know. Like, I wish I had the opportunity to attend a performing arts school. Like, I kind of get, you know, I kind of, when I see or when I go into other schools, like performing arts school, and I see what the kids today are capable of getting and what they're able to get, you know, it just inspires me to, you know, kind of want to reach out and, you know, give that experience to other kids who haven't or do not have the opportunity.
Oh, that is so wonderful. Do you have a strong support system around you that can kind of help you stay grounded?
Yes, my manager, Nikki, she keeps me very grounded to the floor. I have a great team. Shout out to Team Princeton. Everybody in my whole crew, we're very humble, and they keep me grounded. We work very hard, and we're on the same page headed to the next level.
All right, now. I like that. You know, it's so wonderful to have some togetherness, and you definitely need a strong support system to keep you grounded, especially in the music industry.
Yeah, you got to have it.
Now, do you find, other than, you know, you traveling to motivate students and you're singing, do you have any other passions?
Well, besides music, I am going to, in the future, do more acting. That was one of my passions coming up in school as well. I was very involved in the drama departments in middle school and high school. And I'm really very into the arts and being creative.
All right. That is definitely important to have a creative mind and be able to, you know, share that with the world. Because a lot of people have talents, but they don't necessarily share with, you know, people. How else will people know that you're talented if you don't share?
Right. That's very true.
Now, you know, I know you are, you know, a little pressed for time, but I just wanted to get a couple more questions in. Now, with this whole experience with the BET 106 in Park, how exciting was it for you to have them invite you to come onto the show?
It was very exciting. I have to tell you, like, I was so nervous, and I didn't think I was going to be. I didn't really realize it until, like, I was actually performing or until afterwards, because like, I usually don't get nervous when I have to perform anymore or anything. Like, I just get up there and do what I have to do. But, I, like, for some reason I was doing, when I was performing for them, like, my stomach was, like, all tripping and, like, I was a little thrown off. But I was able to pull it together, and they really enjoyed it. So, thank God for that blessing. But it was really a blessing, and I can't wait to go on the show and, you know, really, you know, represent.
All right. You said that very well. Very well. I feel like I'm on a red carpet actually interviewing you. You know, that may be in my future one of these days.
Hey, you better claim that.
You never know who's listening. You know, but you are just such a great and wonderful person to interview. It's just like you're answering the question with pretty much ease, and you seem very relaxed. Like, if you are nervous, I can't even tell that you are.
Oh, thank but, you. Know. Thank you. Well, you're good to talk to.
Oh, thank you very much. All right, BT, y'all hear that?
All right. You better tell them.
Now, do you have any other people like in your family that share your same gift as being talented in the music industry?
Or well, my mom did a lot of singing and acting. I really saw her when I was coming up, but she she doesn't do it professionally. Like, she does it in the church, and she used to do plays in the community and things like that. So my mom kind of gave me the inspiration that I needed to step out. My parents supported me a lot when I was younger, really encouraged me to you know, go out and not be afraid.
All right. Now, do you consider yourself an R&B artist, or just what kind of genre are you really, is your platform really?
I wouldn't put a label on what I do, because God has blessed me to be able to sing any kind of music. Like, I was classically trained. I grew up singing in the church as well. So I can give you some classical. I can give you some gospel. I can sing you some R&B. I can throw you a pop track. Like, I really call what I'm doing music for the world. And the world can take it and interpret it however they want to. But I wouldn't really put like a specific label on it, because that wouldn't be honest.
All right, very well said. Now, with you embarking on such a promising career, would you? Who are some of the people that you may to collaborate with in the future?
Oh man, like producers or artists or
any artist or producer.
Artists, it really depends. Like, I see a lot of people really doing their thing right now, and a lot of people that really inspire me. I would love to collaborate with JoJo. She's an R&B artist. She hasn't really got a whole lot of shine, but she is, like, really talented, and I really like her stuff. I love to write with Sean Garrett. Jasmine Sullivan, I would love to collaborate with her on the production in Polo the Don. I really like have this list in my phone of people I would like to work with. That's actually funny. I like to work with Drake. I feel like he's amazing lyricist. I love to write with him as well as have him come on the track. There's so many people I look up to. There's artists I look up to and can't even imagine to have the opportunity to collaborate with, like Beyonce or Usher, like those types. But, I mean, my list can go on. We can sit here and talk all day about all the people I want to work with.
Well, I definitely see you, collaborating with anyone you wish to, because you have such a phenomenal voice, and it's just a nice, nice sound for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. We have 8 minutes remaining in the show. We're going to play your other tracks to get people to appreciate that as well.
Let's get into it. What we playing?
We plan Get Her Number.
Let's get that number.
All right.
Evolution. it to move the hips, had to play it, falling in love. So I made my way over, started getting closer. That's when another dude approached her. But I'm not giving up that easily, 'cause you're way too fine to be leaving here with anyone but me. The club's about to close, but I can't let it go. Crazy for the things she got behind her. I'm not trying to wife her, I'm just trying to one night her. Trying to get them digits, lock them in and slip up inside her. But shorty got me in the zone, in the zone. Every player in the club is trying to get on, but I'm not giving up that easily, 'cause she way too fine to be leaving here with anyone but me. The club's about to close, but I can't let it go.
iTunes and Amazon.com. If y'all want to go and download that, you can go to whoisprinceton.com as well and get that.
All your information is on lockdown in the chat room. And
hey,
they definitely want to hear it. All right,
yes,
Princeton,
ma'am.
It's just an amazing, amazing interview this evening. I am so glad to have had the opportunity to speak with you this evening. I'm so glad you had you made time to come onto the show, because it's been just a great
thank you for having me.
It's great to just put a voice behind the music and actually get a one-on-one personal touch or experience with an artist such as you. And I just want to say that I wish you much, much continued success, because I already see it for you. I can almost imagine seeing you right now on the BET Awards and, you know, performing. So I'm just looking for all
the
blessings.
We're going to be there. You're going to be on the red carpet, and I'm going to be performing.
All right. So we'll believe for one another. But
yes,
it's just been
I'll be looking
amazing.
Out.
I am going to definitely make sure the people go out and support your music. You heard on whoisprinceton.com. You can visit that site. His Facebook site is Princeton,
Facebook.com/Princeton Music. And on Twitter, Twitter.com/Princeton Music 1, the number 1.
All right, we got it all on lockdown in the chat room, and because definitely people are loving on you. So we just like to say again, thank you so much, Kristen, for being on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Don't forget us when you blow up, brother, but we're going to follow your career because we definitely going to support you. And we like to say good night, God bless you, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. Good night to all y'all.
All righty. That was Princeton, y'all. We're going to take the show, leave the show again with his other, You're the One. We're going to play that again and send you all home. Good night.
Hey, good night.